Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our fine style.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's coming up. We'll be coming up real soon on his 21st anniversary. He's the author of a number of books, and all of them about being profitable, and including Instant Profits. And he is a world-class consultant to businesses and an awesome SCORE volunteer and leader. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much. It's always great to be here with you.
Good to have you here, Steve. This topic that you want to talk about today is different. You and I've never wandered over into this part of the behavior of folks. You want to talk about the passive-aggressive behavior. Tell us why you're concerned about this. Why is this coming up now?
Well, Jim, we'll dig a little deeper into it. But passive-aggressive behavior, I think, is one of the most insidious and costly forms of sabotage that a business can encounter. As a change agent, you know, that's what a profit improvement expert is, or someone who's working on innovation and change. I've personally seen individuals cost their employees hundreds of thousands of dollars, damage their business reputations, and literally put people's lives at risk by their passive-aggressive behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a way of controlling people by withholding things or hiding or being quiet or it manifests in a number of different ways, doesn't it?
It really does, Jim, and the most dangerous way is the one that's hidden. It's that person who may have a chip on their shoulder, is envious of others, just mad at the world, but you don't see that. They just go around behind your back sabotaging progress. They may talk to others on a team and say, just ask questions. You know, why are we doing this? They don't come out and say that they don't want to make the change. They just ask the questions and they sow seeds of doubt. And of course, one of the most obvious or practice forms of passive aggressive behavior is to make a commitment that you know darn well you're not going to commit, or actually going to meet.
Boy, I've had
you
that.
Know,
to
I'll
happen.
Have it for you on Thursday.
Go ahead.
You've seen that, Jim?
Oh, yeah. No, I've had
that. People making a promise?
I've had that happen to me before where I walked away thinking, okay, that's taken care of. That'll be done. You know, when I come back with my part, that'll be ready to go. And I get back, and I've actually had them to admit to me, I told you I was going to, but I never was going to.
Yeah, that's really good when they actually admit that they didn't have the intention.
Right.
What's even worse is when somebody makes a commitment and then blames it on somebody else.
Right.
Oh, I didn't fall down here. It was Joe or Sally. They just didn't come through. They didn't give me what I needed in time. And I have literally seen managers and companies in important positions use that excuse for months on end for projects that should have been completed in a matter of days.
Is this a character defect? Is this a personality defect? Is this just how some people are? Do circumstances cause this? Is bad management cause people to do this? Or is this just how some people are?
Well, there's some debate about that in terms of whether it's a disorder, personality aggressive personality disorder, or whether it's just a behavior. Whether or not it's a behavior or or a personality defect almost doesn't matter, except in the degree to which people subject you to their behaviors. It can be learned. Let's face it, if you have people of influence in your life that are practicing treating people this way, not being authentic and truthful, you can learn it and you can practice it.
Well, where I think it matters, where I think it does matter, where I think it does matter where it originates is when you're just making a decision about what to do with a person like this. If this is someone who is their character to be this way, then they need to go somewhere else. If it's somebody who's devolved into this, they've been following the wrong people, hanging out with the wrong people, then maybe you can redeem them. But that's what you got to determine. It seems to me, is this person redeemable or not? And if they're not, then you got to cut them loose. 22. Right back on more on this and how to deal with each individual and the team, maybe even a team of passive-aggressive people with Steve Martin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.